about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hello? Oh, I feel like we should get right into things, you know? We don't have a lot of time left here on Earth. Things are ending. It's good to get to the point.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Ah!
Hey, I think we can all agree this concert blows, right? You guys really want to see a crowd. You might want to stop by my secession rally later tonight. That is going to be off the hook. You ever heard of Warrant?
Yeah.
There's a cover band around here that call themselves Cherry Pie. Pretty sure we got their bass player.
Oh, wow. It's
going to be pretty good. Rock and roll, yeah, poison.
What is that?
Just general rock, man. It's going to be fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think I see a Kevin Ryder from the Kevin and Bean Show. I'm going to wait until he comes up here. Maybe we'll get the interview. I don't know. Kevin from the Kevin and Bean Show. Oh, he's big-timing me. Look at this. Totally big-timing me. I work with you, Kevin.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
People, please. Shut up.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. It over to me.
I'm gonna blow all your
roll another one.
Mitt Romney says no.
Just like the other one.
Come on, man, you're missing the
this one seems to be about to quit.
Turn your radio up.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time
Let's
to shine.
Let's shine, Dick.
I'm not gay. I'm English.
Roll another one.
My vagina is so dry.
Nope. Just like the other one.
Damn, Daniel.
This one seems to be about
pulse is racing, sir.
I don't have another cent.
Do you see this? Do you see this right here? You know what this is? This is me playing you on the world's biggest cello.
Who else feels this product is stupid?
Just pass it around.
I genuinely don't know how to respond to that.
And the bogart that joined, my friend.
What? No, y'all had all that going on.
Well, just pass it on down.
And now. And then Saturday, I don't see what time, but BMX Freestyle Park, at noon. And then Sunday at Trailer Car. You got a full weekend, and we hope you the best of luck, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Our feature presentation.
Not sure why that happened. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday morning, the 18th of October.
Who was that we were talking to there that you hung up on?
I don't. No.
Add that to the long list of people you hung up on.
Dave Mira.
That's who it was. It's Dave Mira.
Thanks, yeah. Muggs.
Yeah,
welcome.
Never come back on the show since that's not
that true.
That's why I don't remember him.
That's true.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, it's going well.
Hello.
Listen to this voice.
Yeah, I mean, this
bad.
This is a sick boy.
Bad. It's I feel bad. Like you're happy because you finally have that voice.
Yeah. I like the deep part. I don't like the part that obviously is the sick part. You know what I mean?
No, of course.
You know what I am? I was thinking about this. I was I am a little better than yesterday, by the way, but still no bueno. But I'm Kirk Gibson limping around third base just trying to make it to home.
Right.
At this point.
Did you just hit a home run?
No, that's the problem. I'm about to be thrown out at home. See, the difference between Kirk is he stumbled around those bases and won the game for the Dodgers. But me, I'm gonna cause an out after all of this. So
did you expect that your final shows would be with you, you know, injured finally, sick?
Hobbled.
Yeah, like at the end of the days?
Me? No, certainly not. Mm-hmm. I mean, as the healthiest man in the world, of course, I thought I was going to go out at the same high level of perfection that I started.
Right. Kobe with 60 points kind of thing.
Yes, that's what I was anticipating. Yes,
not Michael Jordan on the Wizards.
Right.
Right, which is what it seems like is happening.
It's exactly what I anticipated.
Hear that?
Am I hearing a train? What am I hearing?
Hold on. That's drilling right beneath us.
Mm-hmm.
Good timing.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so 15 more shows, you guys.
Mm.
Wow. Just gotta hang in there. Will I make it?
Yeah, you'll make it.
We do joke, rest in peace, Bean, but...
Mm-hmm. R.I.P. Bean.
R.I.P. Bean. This could be, I don't know, polio or...
Yeah, well, it could be polio. Yeah.
It doesn't seem likely
to be
polio.
That's your first go-to.
The Black Plague.
I'm just glad we have somebody to pick up the mantle of the world's worst examples once I leave. Polio.
I have a couple of those. I'm ready for that trophy.
Could be rickets. Who knows?
Who knows?
Hey, guys, you may have seen this story. It's fascinating, and there is much more to be told than what has already been reported. But this is a guy named Cody Gregg. He is 29 years old. He was arrested in Oklahoma on August 12th. Tell me how bogus this is, by the way. After a police officer attempted to flag him down for not having rear lights on his bicycle.
What?
Oh, tacky.
Come on.
Yeah.
That to me looks like you're just trying to arrest a dude, right?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So anyway, he unfortunately did not make a good decision. He tried to escape from the police on a bicycle, which didn't work very well. So the officer caught up with him, searched his backpack, and found a coffee can with a clear baggie in it that contained, quote, a large amount of white powder substance. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. I got that from the food pantry. They said, oh, yeah, let's roadside test this. Oh, wait, it's cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Where's that food pantry?
Yeah, he didn't lie. I don't think he lied. That's where he keeps his cocaine.
So he pleads not guilty, and they put him in jail. 2 months go by. He's still in jail, and he decides he can't take it anymore. He's got to get out of this jail. Apparently, it's one of the worst jails in America. It is incredibly overcrowded. Mm. It is moldy. It has rats. It has one of the highest suicide rates of jails in America. He's going crazy in there, so he says, you know what? I'm going to change my plea to guilty. I've just got to get out of here. Because he was in there waiting for a trial.
Right. Oh, I see. Okay.
Now, if he pleads guilty, they sentence him, and they send him to prison, and he gets out of this holding jail, right? So that's what happens. He is sentenced to 15 years in prison. Now, one of the questions I have about this story that I don't understand is why was the powdered substance then tested again after he had already pled guilty and already sentenced to 15 years in jail? But you got it, Jensen. Turned out to not be cocaine at all. Turned out to be powdered milk.
Wow.
Turned out to be powdered milk that he had now pled guilty to for cocaine.
Can I also address the idea that he got 15 years and the person who shot someone in their own home got 10?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Recently,
you can point that out.
A police officer who shot someone in their own home. Yeah.
Now, I don't think this guy is an angel, Cody Gregg. Uh-huh. I think he may have been on the wrong side of this particular situation, but I don't think he's an angel because I think he got it from the food pantry and thought it was drugs. I think he probably thought it was drugs.
They ripped him off.
And he was, I think so. I think he thought it was drugs, and he pled guilty thinking, well, it is drugs, but it turned out not to be. I think you're right, Kevin. I think he's the victim of a crime here.
So if it turned out not to be, and he pled guilty for the reasons you said,
yes,
they can't still be charging him with possession of cocaine.
They have released him.
Oh, they have? Okay.
Yeah, he's out of jail. He's free and clear.
Wow.
Cody, by the way, had been arrested before for possession of marijuana. Oh, that does sound good.
Excuse me. Sorry.
That's allegedly the HD Radio sound space that we're trying to get ready in time for Green Day so that they're working round the clock.
I think they work 24 hours a day.
I think so. So his priors, by the way, included possession for marijuana and meth and drug paraphernalia.
Yeah, so but clearly, that was all foods as well.
This guy just has really bad luck.
Yeah, the meth was rock candy.
So to me, this sounds like a guy who 100% thought he was getting drugs.
Yeah.
And it turned out not to be. It was powdered sugar. Is this the craziest case?
Yeah.
So he is out, and he is free to offend again. But there you go. Apparently, by the way, we did a story not that long ago about one of these roadside tests. Remember what the guy had like a line of what they thought was cocaine on the hood of his car or something?
Yeah, and it ended up being like bird poop or something.
Yes.
Right.
Apparently, these roadside tests that the police officers do for drugs are extremely unreliable. Like 1 in 3 times they give a false reading.
Excellent.
Which may, I don't know, to me says like maybe don't use those.
Yeah, or fix them, one or the other.
Yeah, come up with some better technology. So anyway, so Cody Gregg, out of jail, sort of innocent.
He's innocent for the crime they got him on.
I guess he's fully innocent.
Imagine if he'd gone to jail. What are you in here for, powdered milk?
Well, he thinks it's coke.
I know, but now he knows it isn't.
I know.
Well, who knows?
And the next thing you know, he gets polio, and then it's just awful.
Right?
And then rickets.
Yep.
Rest in peace, Bean, man.
Right?
You sound like Kathleen Turner. You sound good.
Another great reference. Love it. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Yeah! I'm so excited. I'm, like, seriously excited. I'm kind of shy, but mostly excited.
Couldn't love that little kid more. Rhett Reiss and Paul Wernick will be joining us in studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With Zombieland Double Tap.
Mm-hmm.
We have Keep It 100 because it's Friday.
Sure.
What should Jensen's son Adler go for as Halloween?
A baby.
No, see.
He should go as a baby.
We have a hater amongst
us. In baby clothes.
Very we have a true
against.
Hater.
Yeah, he should agreed. Just be a baby. You shouldn't be putting him to work at his age. You work. Should just let him just lay in his crib.
Because we're paying him.
Also today.
Oh, it's unpaid labor? It's even worse. You're forcing him to get dressed up for your amusement. You're not giving him anything.
But I mean, technically, they're dressing him up.
Not so even he's putting not anything doing in anything. The college fund?
Also, small glimpse into this. Do your pets have birthday parties?
Sure.
Okay. Moving on.
Then zip it. Apparently, there's a suite in Staples Center.
Yes.
That's what we hear.
Who
yes.
knew?
Yeah.
Where professional basketball teams play.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And opening day, two of the local teams play.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we have that suite. And we're going to give away tickets.
Yes.
We, if you haven't read between the lines, are legally not allowed to say the L word or the C word.
Yeah, or the N word.
Or the N word, right.
In many ways. But in this right. case, the initials that represent the league in which
correct.
That
that's
sport
right.
is played.
But that doesn't mean you won't get to go and join us and have a great time.
Correct.
And I think a bunch of from the show are going as well. And we have Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast with Green Day tickets as well coming up this morning. We'll take a 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
It is a Friday morning, first of all.
Yay. I'm going to give it. You know what? I'm going to allow it.
Oh.
Thank you. Appreciate
okay.
that.
Not much longer.
No.
Allie McKay has just joined us. She ran into some roadblocks on the way in. Hey, Allie.
Hey, Bean.
In the meantime, I want to introduce you to Jensen Karp. He does a feature every day at this time called What's Happening?
Oh, hey. What's
can't
up?
Wait.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
I think you'll like it.
You guys.
Yes.
How long would you have to date someone in order to write a song for them? Like, if you were a singer-songwriter...
Not being a songwriter. Oh, I see.
Yes.
Okay,
if I'm you were a singer-songwriter, how long do you think you would start writing a song about them if you were dating?
A love song?
Yeah.
Not after breakup? Okay.
No.
Boy, I don't...
It's kind of like the how long before you get a tattoo, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, with their name on it. Because...
I mean, I would say a couple of years,
that would,
no?
Or at least a couple months.
At least.
The right?
I'm going to put out a very controversial opinion. Mm-hmm. If you could write a song for a young woman and wow her, mm-hmm. and that would make the, how should I say this, relationship go faster?
Yes.
Then I think you do it the first night.
Well, then you and Cody Simpson would be very good friends.
Wow.
Oh.
Because
congratulations.
He has released a new song called Golden Thing that he is reportedly about his new girlfriend, Miley Cyrus.
New girlfriend? They've been together like 4 days.
Yes, they've been together about 4 days. And Bean, you have very, I guess.
Well, I don't approve.
Right.
I don't approve at all.
Why?
Well, how come?
Why is that?
Well, because we talk about this all the time. Allie's with me on this, that there are some celebrities that you see together and you like them as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And there are those other celebrities you just go, no, I do not approve. Cody Simpson, get away from Miley.
Well, bits of Miley appear on the single's artwork, including her hair, her neck, several gold chains of hers, and then part of her chest.
Didn't she break up with her Chris? Was it Chris Hemsworth or Liam? It was Liam Hemsworth.
Then she dated the Jenner ex-wife.
Right.
And
for
then,
like a month.
Yep. And now this guy. And do you want to hear a piece of Golden Thing, the song?
Please.
This is it.
Oh, I like that.
Sounds fun.
My yeah. cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber.
What?
My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't
what
eat fiber.
What does he mention her?
My cousin
he
Tim doesn't have a butthole.
Do you think Tim is Miley?
I know it's all a metaphor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Tim might be Miley.
Uh-huh.
The butthole, hear me out,
okay.
is her butthole.
Oh, so no metaphor there.
No, that's pretty direct.
Okay.
The
okay.
other part is a metaphor.
Yeah, you know what? Okay. I didn't have the right clip up.
Okay,
yeah.
let's hear the real
that's
one.
That's fine.
This is
Golden.
A thousand thrills, a thousand chills, smoky eyes, pearly white, I'm high. It's a golden thing she's got.
When did Cody Simpson become John Mayer,
yeah,
by
it's
the
a
way?
Little Mayer-esque.
I think that scares me if I'm her.
Yes.
Right?
I think it's a little
it's
too...
A little,
but I think she is like that.
She's a little too eager.
But that's her. She's like very...
impetuous.
Yeah. And she jumps into things, so this mm-hmm. is perfect. Anyway, he had like a tonsillitis, surgery or something. Uh-huh. And he wrote it while that was going on. And she was like, you have to put it out. You have to put it out, even though he didn't want to. So it's her.
Oh, dear.
That was forcing the issue.
Now he needs to worry.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow. See, I don't think you want two crazy, impetuous artists dating each other. I think one there, you need to have one of those and then one person who's a little more balanced, a little more normal, a little rein things in a little bit.
You're saying Cody Simpson and Miley Cyrus are
too similar.
This generation's Kurt and Courtney.
That's right.
Okay. Well, let's hope it ends differently. Bean, the other day you played a clip from Wheel of Fortune. Can you remind people it went viral, but play it for people?
Yes. Pat Sajak, as you know, at the beginning of the game, he allows the contestants to introduce themselves, mm-hmm. and this guy with a big long beard did go viral with this description of his family.
Hello, Blair. Hello. Blair Davis, Cardiff, California. Own the trucking business, it says here.
Small trucking business in San Diego.
Good for you. And talk about your family.
I've been trapped in a loveless marriage for the last 12 years to an old battle axe named Kim. She cursed my life with three stepchildren named Star, RJ, and Ryan, and I have one rotten grandson.
So the audience is laughing rather nervously.
Yeah,
that
laughing.
He may be speaking the truth there, but I think he maybe was kidding.
I think he was trying to be funny.
Yeah, now they've interviewed Blair Davis, who was on Wheel of Fortune. He says it was all a joke. His wife, Kim Davis, loved it. They're constantly calling each other names around the house, and she knew he was doing it. They planned it beforehand. She knew it was coming. And at home while they were watching, they all laughed. The kids laughed, grandchildren, all of those people. So I thought for a while this could have been real, but
even right after, because I'm sad that I saw that live, because you know it's on right after Jeopardy.
Sure, and you don't know how to change channels. Yeah. We learned
cleaning your palate.
Yeah, but he literally Pat Sajak after was like, "But you're kidding, right?" And he's like, "Of course I'm kidding," but I don't think the fact that he looks like he does helped him in any way.
No. I can see that
he looks like a Hell's Angel.
Yeah,
yeah.
And by the way, I was very uncomfortable by it. I didn't like it.
Really?
Because I like it when there's obvious love between the contestants.
I'm Allie McKay. I'm here with my husband, Chip. Mm-hmm. We've been married for 17 years.
I mean, that's the kind of feeling I want to have when
Not
I watch the wheel.
Not everybody has that kind of beauty, though.
Right.
You know?
By the way, I had texted Chip and just said, hey, heads up, the final breakfast with Kevin and Bean is going to be da-da-da. She's like, oh, thank you so much for that heads up. And I was like, girl, you're my husband. Of course.
Would have been better for each other. She did New Phone Who This. Also would have been good.
Yeah. Oh.
Ali and Chip together forever.
For life. Birthdays. Happy birthday to Mike Ditka, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Don Williams from Gilligan's Island, who played Marianne, still alive.
Is she? Wow.
Is that her name? Don Williams?
Don Wells.
Wells, thank you.
Don Wells. Zac Efron, Bean.
Hello.
Tyler Posey and Lindsey Vonn. And that's
about an hour from now, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast with Green Day.
Yeah, you're running out of time. It is fast approaching. It's going to be on the morning of Monday, October 28th. And we want you to be there to not only hear the band perform, but also to help us interview the group. And we are looking for fan songs, as Kevin mentioned. And that means you sing to us or rap to us, if you're more comfortable with that, about why you need to be there. You're a great, huge Green Day fan, and you'd like to be in the audience for the HD Radio Soundspace performance. So about an hour from right now, we're going to be a little less than that. We're going to be looking for your call. So start thinking about what song you're going to be doing, and write something down if you want, and good luck.
This day in history with Old Man Reuben.
Do you guys ever wonder what the meaning of life is?
Sure.
Yeah, me too.
Is that it?
Oh, no. It's just, it has me thinking. When you've been alive as long as I have, is it all worth it? Immortality is a heavy burden to bear. I've seen too much. The Age of Enlightenment, King Arthur, Hitler, the Depression, disco, stock market crashes, the movie Biodome, 9/11. It takes a toll on you. And that's why I find myself using Garnier Fructique's Sleek and Shine Zero Conditioner, because the last thing you want is the stress of life to have an effect on your hair.
What?
Just saying. Take care of your hair, you know? And Garnier Fructiques is an incredible company that cares about you and your follicles.
Dude, are you doing a commercial?
Yeah.
You can't do that. It's not allowed. This is just a day in history.
Oh, okay. I get that. Next week I'll do better.
Thanks, dude.
I'll make sure to reload with a handful of Slim Jim Premium Meat Sticks. They have spicy chili and garlic flavor now, you know.
See, because Reuben is old.
Let the man cash in. Come on. He's given so much for this country.
I don't think it's allowed.
Hey, about 20 minutes from right now, we'll be looking for your Green Day fan songs. You sing your way into our Breakfast with Green Day. It's the last ever Kevin and Bean breakfast. Plenty of breakfast to come without Bean, but this is the last one I'll be at. And if you'd like to join us as well, a fan song from you in about 20, 25 minutes or so from the Kevin and Bean Show on Kira.
And then R.I.P. Bean.
Yes.
So that's what's happening.
So sad.
Jensen.
Yeah.
Adler Halloween.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
This is Adler's first Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
He is about 4 months old.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a baby, one of the reasons is to dress him up for Halloween.
That's probably in the top three reasons to
have a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a big time deal. And,
well,
and
he can't get you drinks yet. Like, that's like number
that's
one.
That's number one,
right?
As they grow,
yeah.
Sure.
He can't do chores or whatever.
Once he's like five, then he can start getting drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or to like take a picture for your Instagram with like a middle finger.
Yes.
I feel like that's up there too.
Yes, agreed.
Sure.
And I feel like we are in between a lot of different possibilities for what the costume could be. And I wanted to see a couple options that I've thought of that you guys, maybe if you think they're good.
I think I may have one that's better than all 3 years. Can I just start?
I mean, please.
Donald Trump.
Well, that's probably not a good idea.
Okay.
I think he would probably be pelted with candy.
Oh, I didn't think
but
about
your kid
that.
Has great hair. He could certainly make it work.
Well,
he's got a comb over.
We have talked about dressing him as Marv Albert, which would then have him in sort of a nice dress coat, NBC Sports or something, sort of on the pocket, and then a microphone, and then maybe just women's panties out of one pocket.
Okay. Oh. There you go.
Okay.
So
I like that. That's solid.
He'll appreciate that when he gets older.
That is one option.
May I throw this out?
Please.
Your kid is 4 months old?
4 months old.
Then here's how you should approach this.
Mm-hmm.
He has no idea it's Halloween. We don't have to do anything this year.
I have the counter argument for that.
Yes.
They dress him up every day and he doesn't know. What's the difference?
Good point, Kevin.
Good point, Kevin.
Thank you.
No idea what he's wearing.
He doesn't know what he's wearing any day.
But they don't put him in a suit, though. You know what I mean?
Well, it depends. Is it a formal event?
If he had to go to a formal event, we'd probably have to put him in a suit. I mean, that is a good point, Kevin, in the idea that we would keep him naked at all times then, Bean. I mean, what would it matter if he's dressed as a hedgehog, say?
Because you put him in something that's comfortable. You don't put him in something
that's make it comfortable.
Ridiculous. This is the same argument I have against dressing up dogs who also don't know why they're being asked to dress
up. Right,
but
you don't dress up dogs every day like you do a kid.
Right.
Right, but you shouldn't dress them up in ridiculous costumes on holidays.
With the dog thing. I agree.
And the baby thing, too. Same thing.
No, the baby thing is cute. And also...
The dog thing is cute, some people say, too, but they're wrong. Dogs don't want to wear outfits, neither do kids.
Well, number one, the industry in both kids and pets' Halloween costumes is outstanding.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Insane.
Yeah.
So, number one, you're in the minority. Two... I don't see what the worst case scenario would be unless I did do a costume that's like, you know, if I dress him as like baby Hitler, clearly the problem, although
there's a lot of problems with that,
although very cool, would be a bit of an issue. But I we're playing around with the idea of just like, you know, Woody from Toy Story or, you know, a little baby spider or something. Like they're all
I don't love that one.
Well,
that is not
and then you take a picture of him on Kevin's neck.
We ring Kevin's doorbell and run away, just leaving him on the doorstep.
Oh, Kevin's like, that's the biggest spider I've ever seen.
But yeah, I mean, is there a line not to cross other than distasteful? But I mean, like, is it bad to dress my kid up for Halloween?
Oh, I don't think so at all.
Okay. No,
you dress him in something
cute
every day and he has no idea what it is. He'll have no idea what this is.
Bean, do you feel the same way about first birthdays?
Yes, I do. But I also understand that it's a photo opportunity for the parents. It has nothing to do with the kid.
I feel like the first birthday is for the parents to say, we're alive.
He's alive.
We're alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's half for the parents.
Yeah.
Now, you won't take your kid out trick-or-treating, right?
No.
Okay.
No, well, I mean, see, that I would say is stupid because they can't eat the candy. All you're doing
that's stupid. Okay.
All you're doing is going out and getting the candy for yourself, and we all know how I feel about over 14.
Sure.
Can
candy.
I take him out trick-or-treating?
And boom.
Is that so you get candy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So you'd have to be involved in the costume choices.
Yeah.
Then.
No problem.
You said you had three.
Okay. There's Marv Albert.
Sure.
Okay.
We know that one. Okay. I've also thought about just fully covering him in hair. So from head to toe.
He's like little Wolfman, maybe?
Yes. Like, remember those Maury Povich guests?
Yes.
So that's the character. Like, Wolf Boys.
Yes.
Okay, I know that might be offensive to some people because it's an actual disorder, but also, have you seen my baby's hair?
Yeah, you wouldn't even have to change anything.
Yeah. I think I could just go out and be like, I'm his dad, and people would know.
People would be like, we know.
Yeah, I
dude,
also
I'm
have the disorder.
You.
We get it.
I have eyes.
Okay, lastly,
yeah.
And I've thought this one out a lot. Beer mug.
What?
Okay. Now, here's the I would put a little K-Rock hat on him.
Okay.
A little sort of like flannel hoodie or, you know, t-shirt. And then a graphic tee.
Okay.
And then just like headphones. Is that... It's very easy.
It's very easy.
I don't know.
And food all around him.
Oh,
like,
no.
He's going to eat a burrito.
No, yeah. He's going to eat like orange chicken at 8 a.m. that morning.
Yeah. Put the kid in flip flops.
Yeah. Flip flops, right. But then like a pair of shoes on the side in case Kevin complains. Like, I'm trying to figure out piece by piece. And then every once in a while, I'm going to have him do a traffic report.
Sure.
I like it.
And then
you can send him to a bar.
Right. And then
so he can do cheers.
This seems like the costume.
Wow. Yeah,
he's got to be Bear Mug.
I think we figured it out.
That's the answer.
Congratulations, Adler.
106.7 K-Rock. It's KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:53.
Shall we give away a couple more tickets to our Breakfast with Green Day?
Yep, yep.
It's happening on Monday, October 28th. We want you to be there to watch the band play, help us interview the group, and you get in by singing a song or rapping a song. Your choice. We're looking for fan songs. How much you love Green Day, how much you want to be at our breakfast. You call us right now at 1-800-520-1067. I know we have some hardcore Green Day fans out there who never like to miss an opportunity when they're in Southern California to be there with them.
And yesterday we did Listener Oki and you had to pick a Green Day song. That's not the case with this. You can do whatever you want. Original, anyone else's song, anything.
Yeah. Yeah, parody, original, rock or rap, whatever you want. We're taking your calls now. 1-800-520-1067. Friday morning, Allie is here.
Let's push it, man.
Yeah,
time for what's happening.
We were giving it a go ahead. Yarf. But
dude,
now it's
Friday forever. And by the way, when I'm gone, Jensen can pick up the mantle, man. You're not getting away from Friday.
Yeah. He's going to try.
As you know,
try, Jensen.
I'm a true supporter. So.
He's already cutting out.
Your mic.
Wow, that's bummer. That's weirdly timed.
By the way, did you notice you were tagged in the winner of yesterday's karaoke?
No.
Yeah, he tagged you on Instagram because he said thank you to Jensen and I, who both rightfully said Richard should move on. And then basically an F you, Kevin. And he had the audio playing of you going, I don't know, I think I'm still Alexander. Goddamn Kevin. I laughed.
That's very funny. I support that.
Yeah. Guy was great. Yeah. Actually, everyone yesterday was great.
So good.
It was shocking.
Yeah.
Well, now you're jinxing our contestants who are calling in now for this game.
Oh, I might be. Yeah. Wow, Lady Gaga. What happened last night?
We've all been there.
Not all of us, but...
Could you totally relate?
Of course. Oh. I mean, every time this happens to somebody, you know, Dave Grohl or whoever, you know how much it hurts.
So she's doing her latest show in Las Vegas, her Enigma show, where she invited a fan named Jack up on the stage to dance with her. She jumped into his arms. He lost balance and the pair tumbled off the stage. It kind of depends which angle of the video you're looking at. Like one angle, you're like, oh, they're just gone. Like, all of a sudden, they're just gone from the stage. Another angle that Jensen showed me, you literally see, like, her wig fly up. Yeah, it looks like a wrestling move. It's insane.
Like, if she went through a table, you'd be like, oh, she's not going to be champion anymore.
Yeah, insane.
And also, what is she doing at her concerts?
It was an odd choice to jump into his arms like that.
It looks like a Two Live Crew show. Like, she's like, I'm not kidding. She's like she's wrapped around him with her legs, and they're basically gyrating on each other. Very weird.
Just feeling the music.
Yeah. She loves her fans.
Yeah.
They're her little
monsters.
I think I need to go to a Lady Gaga show is what I'm saying.
Well, she was helped up by security guards, back on her feet immediately, reassuring the audience. She said, everything's okay. The only thing that's not okay is we need some stairs for the damn stage so I can get back up. She then went on to console Jack with a hug and said, could you promise me something? Could you forgive yourself right now for what just happened? Which is lovely, because you know that guy was like, oh my God, I almost killed Gaga. She then went on to also say, hey, internet, don't be mean to this guy. It was an accident. Everything is going to be fine. Went on, launched into Million Reasons.
And she did this one.
Lady Gaga! Ra, ra, ah, 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 ra, ma, ra, ma, ma, Gaga, ooh, la, la, wa-da-ba, ra, ma.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Muggs, for making that.
My pleasure.
Yeah, it's good stuff. She said, it's amazing. We love each other so much, we fell off the damn stage. We fell into each other's arms. We're like Jack and Rose from Titanic.
And this is somebody she never met before.
No,
right?
Not okay. at all.
Just a fan. Mm-hmm. Oh, I kind of enjoy it, you guys.
Okay, you were born Stephanie Jeremiah. Why did you change your name? How did you come up with Lady Gaga?
Still got it. Mm-hmm. Still got it, you guys. We now have a Riddler, you guys.
All right.
Yeah. Yesterday, we found out that Jonah Hill had passed on Riddler, maybe
Jonah
Penguin.
Jonah Hill passed on?
No, he just passed on the role.
He was fine the day before.
No, he's still talented.
All good. Still very much alive.
That's very sad.
Yeah. All good. New Riddler, Paul Dano.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Yeah. Good choice. Dano from that show?
Yes.
Great
Book
actor.
Of Dano.
Yeah.
Good reference.
He's a little older, but he'll be fine.
All right. I think he's the best working young actor.
He's terrific.
Paul Dano, yeah. He's real good.
You think he's better than your boy crush?
My boy crush is Timothée Chalamet.
Uh-huh.
But I picked Dano over acting-wise.
Wow. Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Yeah, he's been on quite a roll lately. Recently nominated for an Emmy for his role in Escape at Dannemora. Prisoners, 12 Years a Slave, There Will Be Blood, Little Miss Sunshine. I mean, this dude.
He's awesome.
He's a powerhouse.
He's a real deal, yeah.
And creepy. Creepy as hell.
He could be really creepy.
Yes.
So, yeah, we will see, you guys. Coming up, I'm going to tell you all about how your Halloween decorations are killing wildlife.
Oh.
And it's shame on you. Or is it Darwinism? We'll talk about that as well as a job that I cannot believe Muggs was not offered because it has to do with Snoop Dogg and it has to do with rolling.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
You know what I'm saying.
I think we're putting the pieces together, sure.
Yeah. Some birthdays
Those
for
are two
you.
Pretty clear pieces.
Are they? Yeah. Thank you.
50% each.
Lindsay Vonn, Zac Efron, Jean-Claude Van Damme, and Johnny Chicago, you here?
Yeah, how you guys doing over here?
You know his birthday's today?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I do.
What?
This is going well.
This is a good
Yeah, bit. It's the great Mike Ditka's birthday, and that reminds me of the question I was once asked over there at Ditka's Sports Bar in
by
my great city of Chicago.
By Randy's sister?
No, no, by Bill Swirsky.
Okay.
Bill Swirsky. And that question was, who would win in a fight, Ditka or God?
Uh-huh.
It's a trick question. Ditka is God. Go Bears.
Oh.
So happy he did that.
Oh, my God.
It's the way I want to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8 minutes after 7.
I am not dying, by the way. I'm just leaving the show.
Sure.
Nope, I'm fine. I'm just leaving the show, but we are getting together for
leaving the show is code. The show is life on Earth.
Right. Yes. One last blowout breakfast with, and we couldn't be happier about having one of the biggest bands in the world in a tiny little place called the HD Radio Sound Space. We're talking about breakfast with Green Day. We want you to be there this time with Green Day fan songs.
Green Day fan songs. Green Day fan songs. Green Day fan songs is on Bean's dying. Green Day fan songs. Green Day fan songs. Green Day fan songs is on R.I.P. Bean. Green Day fan songs. Green Day fan songs. Green Day fan songs is on.
Who gets penis slapped?
Okay, again with that. So it can be an original, it can be a cover, it can be a parody, it can be a rap, it can be a rock, whatever you want to be. We just want to know why you want to be at the Breakfast with Green Day. Who's our first contestant, please?
All right, Cody in Garden Grove. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We are good.
All right, Cody, what are you going to be performing for us here?
Oh, let's see. I'm going to be doing a little bit of a parody of or to the tune of Holiday.
Hmm. All right. Let's find out how much you want to be at Green Day with us on the 28th. Good luck.
All right. Thank you very much. Here I go.
Oh, my God. Yes. Hold on.
Stupid.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen.
That's one of the best things ever.
All right, so far you are the champion. Please hold on.
Wow. Thank you. We should give him something
even if he doesn't win the ticket.
So far, he's in the lead.
Wow.
That was good. Jed, did you get that?
No, I don't know the reference.
Oh, it was Rob Delaney doing Wheel in the Sky.
I don't know if I've ever, I don't know it.
He's just in his car and he's doing it, and then we took it and we use it as a sound drop. But, oh, I have a clip of that. And then
Wheel in the Sky keeps on turning.
And he had
the clip.
Cody had the clip.
That's pretty good, Cody.
He's throwing back to it. All right.
That's insanity.
I don't know how much that says about his love for Green Day,
it's
but
still
I
in the
support
lead
it.
For now.
Yeah. It is for now.
All right, Oscar in Palmdale. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
All right, Oscar, what are you going to do for us here?
I have a parody of the Longview song. You ready?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Here goes. I listen to Kevin and Bean, but they're so dumb. Twiddle my peen just for a bit. I'm sick of all the same old bits, and I want to say bye to Bean. I bite my lip and clench my butt. Take me to breakfast with Green Day. Bean, 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 touch my peen, and okay. I want to win.
All right. I appreciate the effort that went into it.
Oscar clearly is not aware of R.I.P. Bean.
I'm Team Oscar, though, just so you know.
I think we gotta let some actually Green Day songs in. I think I'm Team Oscar at this point, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Oh!
You just hung,
I just
up,
hung
on
up on him.
Oh,
why would
no!
You do
Oscar,
listen,
no!
Mistakes happen, you
well,
guys.
Well, if he wins, we'll keep him in the mix.
So shut up.
Leonardo, Long Beach, hi.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm doing a parody of my second favorite podcast, The B-Team. My first being yours, gentlemen. And
okay. All right, we are excited by that. I'm tingling. Let's
please go. Let me come along with the Kevin and Bean team. I want to bid farewell to my boy Bean. I'm going to miss him long time, him. Oh, please, please. Oh, please, please. Please take me. I also want to party with Ally McKay, baby.
Okay.
All right.
Green Day fan songs.
I appreciate the references and the effort. I'm sorry. I think Oscar's still in the lead,
though. Oscar, who I am.
Sorry
to
say.
Yeah.
We'll get him back.
Yeah.
We'll get you back.
Cody, by the way, can hang up because he's not going to win.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Cody. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wanted to give him something because he made us all laugh like
okay.
That. That was fantastic.
Right.
Okay, we don't have anything, but I want to give him some.
So Oscar is the man to beat. Who's our next contestant?
Next up is Kelsey in Long Beach. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Kelsey. Breakfast with Green Day, HD Radio Sound Space on the 28th. We would like you to be there. What are you going to be performing for us?
I'm going to do a really bad fan rap right now.
Ooh, all right. Okay. Love it.
All right. Green Day and breakfast, you got it all. Me and my sister, we'll have a ball. Been listening to K-Rock all week because Billy Joel makes my heart weak. We've listened to them since our emo days. So please
pick
me so I can wake her and say that we won
tickets
to Green Day.
I mean, you're right. It was terrible. But
Green Day fan songs.
I so am impressed with your passion for the band. It's a shame you're not going to be there.
Oh, my God. You're such a dick.
No, I just feel terrible.
He's getting more mean by the day.
He really is.
Kelsey is exactly the kind of person we want at the Breakfast with Green Day. She would have a great time. She'd probably have some great questions for the band. But she's no Oscar.
She also loves Fruity Pebbles in a major way. Do you know what I mean?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Just file it. And we need to kill Jensen.
I have no idea what just happened there.
We need to kill him as well.
Listen, some people get it. They'll love it. Beer Mug was one of them.
Kevin in Huntington Beach. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We are good. Thank you.
Well, my name is also Kevin Beans, actually. So I feel like I should go just based on that alone.
Nope.
However,
poor dude. But go ahead.
I wrote something up for you.
Okay.
All right. At first I was a bean, not me, friend. Even though that Kevin thinks that I'm gonna die. But I've spent so many nights trying to stay out the front pan. Cause I know damn well I don't want to get eaten by that big ass man. But now I'm back.
Okay.
Not Navy Blue. I'm still not lost in a land of being who's still in love with you.
I hope someone's alarm's going off right now.
I got to tell you, I love it.
I love it.
All right.
Very Kevin.
He had put everything on mute.
Yeah.
You have time for one more?
I mean, maybe.
Let's do one more.
Jacob. Can we make it Jacob Monrovia?
Yeah. Yes. Jacob,
final contestant.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
We've had a mixed bag in this competition.
Have
so
we
far.
Been? Because
I don't
really
think it's
have.
Mixed. I don't think it's mixed. Pretty straightforward. Also, Jacob, you have to beat a guy we hung up on. So good luck.
All right. I got a parody of American Idiot for you guys.
Okay. Fantastic.
All right. I'm calling so I could win Breakfast with Green Day. They've been my favorite band since the sixth grade. And if I could see them before Bean's last day, 12-year-old me would think that's crazy. The first song I learned on guitar was Green Day's American Idiot. I played it off-key and off-time. But as I learned, I grew bolder, got better as I got older. So let me thank them, please. Oh.
I mean, honestly, I thought he had it won before the Duca Chuka Chuka part.
Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have a winner.
I think we have a winner.
Congratulations, Jacob. You are going to have a chance to say thank you to Green Day and be at Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast in the HD Radio Sound Space. Way to go, my friend. We'll see you then, okay?
Green Day Fan Songs is on.
We are calling it the Battle for LA because we're not allowed to name the teams involved, but they're both professional basketball teams in the city of Los Angeles, and they play in the same building. Mm-hmm. Okay, is that enough of a hint for
Too
you?
Too vague, man. I don't know that people are going
to
get it.
Give you a chance to win those tickets coming up just after 8 a.m. Also, in the 8 o'clock hour, we are playing your Halloween song pick this morning. As you know, every day we are going on Kevin and Bean's Twitter account, at Kevin and Bean, and giving you the opportunity to vote between two songs. Here's your choices this week, or this day, I should say. I Want Candy by Bow Wow Wow, which is a former loser in a competition against another song, and another former loser, Bela Lugosi's Dead by Bauhaus. Both great songs that didn't win their original bouts. Who will win today? That's what we're looking for. Hundreds of votes already cast. You cast yours. Which song do you want to hear? I Want Candy by Bow Wow Wow or Bela Lugosi's Dead by Bauhaus, which is currently leading. Go to the Kevin and Bean Twitter account to cast your vote.
All right. We were talking about something yesterday, Allie. Mm-hmm. Tell us your thoughts when you were young of what you thought it would be like as an adult.
Yeah, I saw this Reddit thread and thought it was one of the funniest things I had seen. Because as a kid, you think being an adult is going to be, oh, I can eat ice cream all day, every day, and especially for dinner. And then when you're an adult, unless you're Kevin, mm-hmm. you don't really eat ice cream for dinner all that much. Again, unless you're Kevin.
You can.
And the list of things, so funny. First up, encountering quicksand. As a kid, you see that in all the cartoons. You see it in movies. Maybe you think, oh, at some point, I'm going to see some quicksand. I'm screwed, right? Another guy said, a formal entertaining, dinner parties, hosting fancy yeah. holiday dinners. I thought, oh, well, that's what adults do. I'm going to have to do that. How often are you hosting fancy dinner parties?
Not much.
No.
Almost never.
My parents used to go to like a fancy New Year's Eve every year at the same
my
house.
My parents would have it. Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
Isn't that crazy? I did enjoy this one as well. Having to do CPR or the Heimlich maneuver. I learned it in middle school and was convinced that people were just choking and having heart attacks all over the place. Which is pretty interesting.
I do think when you're a little kid, there's a part of you that cannot wait to grow up mm-hmm. because you think all I'm going to do is sit around and eat junk food and watch TV yeah. and just do all the stuff my parents don't allow me to do now.
Yes.
And then that came true.
It did come true for me. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, right.
It did come true for me.
But this one was my absolute favorite. When I was a kid, I thought that when I grew up, women would always be hounding me to go to the opera.
I think a lot of us thought when we were kids that we were going to grow up and there was going to be lots of sexy time. I think we expected that. When I'm an adult man, and I can do it whenever I want. Well, when you're at a certain age, you know, okay. you're 12 or 13.
Didn't
or
pay off for Bean.
Didn't pay off for me at all. But I'm saying, I bet that is one of the things that you think is, oh, man, can you imagine when I grow up and get married, then we can do it whenever.
I actually just posted on Twitter this week that when I was a kid, had I thought that I would be napping or looking at the clock at 6 p.m. and thinking, I could go to bed now. I would never have thought that as a kid, because as a kid, you're just like, I can stay up as late as I want when I'm yep. an adult. I'm going to be up so late all the time. Yep. I cannot wait to go to bed.
Mine is pretty, I guess as a kid, I was sure I'd use cursive more.
That is on this list.
Wow.
Because yes.
they teach it to you so adamantly in elementary school. They're like, you got to learn it because that's what business is.
Yep.
And it
mm-hmm.
ties into so many other ones like that. Like, we all thought we'd be writing checks forever, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, those things that are so archaic, and yet in school they thought we'd be using them forever.
I assumed that once you turn 30, mm-hmm. that's when everything starts going south. You start losing your eyesight, your hearing, like everything. And I didn't think it through, like, so that happens for 70 years?
But just remember, because when you're young enough, 30 seems super old.
It's just like, oh, at that point, it's all downhill from there.
When I was a kid, they had that show 30-something, and I thought it was just about old people. I was like, oh, that show about olds?
Sure.
Like, 30.
I turned 40 in like a month.
1-800-520-1067. If you have some of these examples, you thought being an adult would be one thing, and of course it's not that.
Let's take Dan and Peter Rivera before the break. Again, the number toll-free. Of course it's toll-free. All numbers are toll-free. 1-800-520-1067.
That's something. I thought I'd be paying for calls more.
Yes. Dan, what did you think adulthood was going to be like when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, I saw a lot of TV shows where people got hit in the head and they got amnesia right away.
Oh, sure.
I was convinced that as a kid, like, you get your head hit and bam, you lose your memories everywhere, every time.
happens all the time, Dan. All the time.
It's like when Gilligan gets hit with a coconut, then he's smart, and then at the end gets hit with a coconut and he's dumb again.
So hit him again is my answer.
Yeah, you got to hit him twice.
Yeah. Dan, that's a great one. Thank you so much for listening. We'll take your calls next on the Kevin Beach on K-Rock.
All right, just ahead of Lana Del Rey, let's talk to Devorah. We're talking about when you were a kid, you thought an adult would be this, and it just didn't come true. Devorah, hi.
Hi, guys. I just want to say, Bean, how much I love you and how much I'm going to miss you.
You're very sweet. Thank you. I'm really not dying, though. I want to make sure that's clear.
R.I.P. Bean. Sure.
I know you're hearing a lot of R.I.P. Bean. I'm just moving away, but that's very kind of you. Thank you. What do you have for this topic?
I mean, we're all dying.
When I was a kid, I thought and I assumed that I would spend all my money on toys when I got older. Like, you know, cars, but real toys.
Yeah, that totally makes sense because that's all you want is toys. So you're thinking, oh, when I get to make the decision, that's what I'm going to buy. Mm-hmm. That's great.
They used to do this Toys R Us contest. I remember as a kid where one kid a year would get to do like a shopping spree, mm-hmm. like for like a certain amount of time. And I swear at the time I was like, man, I would do anything. And I'm sure it was like a $2,000 bill at the end. And I was like, it's millions. He had 55 micro machines in there. It's like nothing.
Devorah, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for calling 1-800-520-1067. Your call's coming up after Lana on K-Rock. Dear Kevin and Bean from the 323 texting in, when I was a kid, I thought I would be nothing like my parents. Now I find myself repeating the exact same things they told me as a kid to my children. That's pretty much a universal, right?
Yeah.
My parents don't get it, man. They don't know, man. I'm going to be so different. All right. You thought adulthood would be one thing when you were a kid. It turned out you were just a kid and you had no idea what you were talking about. Diamond LaPuente, you're up next. Line 6. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Rest in peace, Bean.
Yeah, right? Yes. Listen, I mean, death is terrible.
What do you have for us?
When I was a kid, I thought that, man, when I become a grown-up, I really need to stock up on Tupperware.
Wait, what?
Tupperware. People used to have Tupperware parties.
Oh, yeah. They still do.
But really? You thought when you grew up you would need to buy a lot of it?
Yeah, because my mom was always losing her. She'd be like, where's the damn Tupperware? So it's like, man, when I get grown up, I need to get Tupperware. I'd be losing it all the time.
And by the way, you weren't wrong. When you grow up, you do need your own Tupperware.
Tupperware's so, pretty great.
I actually do, yes.
Yeah, it's pretty great. All right, Diamond, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go down one to line 7. Let's say hi to Santa Ana and Bill. Good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Morning, party people.
What's up?
So, you know how, like, when you watch TV, you know, especially shows from like the 60s and 70s, and even like.
Bill, you're gone.
Oh, we lost Bill. Bill thought phone technology would be better when he got to be an adult.
Yep.
Let's go to Lisa, line 4. She's in Riverside up next on K-Rock.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey.
Hey.
When I was young, I always worried about, like, what kind of music am I going to listen to when I get older? Like, at what age do I stop listening to K-Rock and, like, switch to, like, KRS-101 or something weird like that? But I'm 47. I still listen to K-Rock. I still go to whatever shows I can, punk, alternative. So,
so your parents sort of grew out of rock somehow and you thought you were going to have to do that?
It seemed like all grown-ups did. Like, I don't know, the house I grew up in, it was like classic rock and country, but I just figured, like, you know, when you got in cars with, like, 30-something, they weren't listening to alternative. They were listening to, like, weird, like, you know, KRS-101 and that kind of stuff. Like, adult contemporary music, that stuff.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right, Lisa. In fact, most adults, especially when they get busy with their careers and with their kids, they do hit a point where they start only listening to older music that they grew up with, and they don't care about the new stuff anymore. But, I mean, somebody like you who stays current, I think you're in the minority. I think most people did grow up and turn into the person you were afraid of.
Yeah, so I'm glad I didn't. I love you guys. Thank I listen you. Every morning. I have since like 1986. And Bean, awesome. I'm going to miss you. I
thank
love you
Lisa.
So much.
Thank you so much. I'm not done. Okay. Let's go to Brittany, line one. She's in Huntington Beach. Again, we're talking about you were a kid and you thought this is what adulthood was going to be like, and boy, were you wrong. Hey, Brittany.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
RIT Bean.
RIT Bean.
I thought that when I was going to be a grown-up, I was going to have an endless flow of money.
And how did that work out for you?
Wow.
And I thought, when I have my own money, I'm not going to ask anybody for any money when I wanted to buy something. I was going to buy whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, because, I mean, look, when you're a kid, your parents have all the money in the world, it seems like, to you, because they're the ones you have to go to every time something gets bought. Every time you want something, they have to buy it for you. So you just feel like they've got an endless supply, so you will, too. I get that.
Right. I thought every adult was my own personal bank account. So my grandparents, wow. My aunts, sure. And my uncles, my parents.
And how'd that work out for you?
Is it working out?
No.
Okay. Oh, good. Yep. Point taken.
Darn it. I was hoping for a happy ending. Thank you, Brittany. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Michael, Boyle Heights, line three, up next on K-Rock.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, party people.
Good morning.
Long-time listener, long-time caller. RIP Bean.
Yeah.
RIP Bean.
His spirit is with us forever, though.
I thought that I would be set in my 30s. I thought that I'd have a good car, my own house, a career.
Oh, so life pretty much would all be decided in every way when you're 30.
I thought that I would have that by the time I was like in my mid-20s.
Yeah.
But
I think that's real common.
I'm in my 30s and I'm sorry?
I think that's a very common belief when you're 18, 20 years old, you think, okay, now my life begins. I'm out of school and I'm going to have it all together in a few years. I mean, nobody expects how long it takes to get it all together.
Oh, yeah, I'm 30 now, and I just got maybe a career, and I'm just getting my own places.
Yep. Makes sense. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. All right, let's go to Eric in Riverside. This may be the saddest one on the board, you guys. The saddest thing that you think as a kid, and boy, is it a rude awakening when you grow up.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
What's up?
Man, it's sleep. You always thought as a kid you're going to get to sleep in as long as you want or just always sleep, and you don't.
Amen.
I mean, you're talking to the worst people for this one,
right?
Amen.
Exactly.
When I get the chance, man, when I'm old enough, that's all I'm going to do is sleep.
I'll go to bed when I want and just sleep as long as I want. You have trouble falling asleep when you get old and everything hurts.
Yeah, you got to pee 64 times during the night.
I mean,
everything is ruined.
Oh, my God, I hate this segment.
Right?
It's really
sad.
Seems
a little depressing. So sad.
Nothing paid off.
No!
Let's go to Matt in Redlands. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
We are good, thank you.
Hey, so I thought spontaneous combustion was something to be afraid of.
That people would just burst into flames?
Well, they taught us that whole stop, drop, and roll thing about everything, so we thought we had to use it.
Yeah. Right.
I haven't used stop, drop, and roll at all. I haven't even seen someone do it. That is a letdown. You know what? I'm going to set someone on fire today.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:51.
We're going to give you some tickets to see two local professional basketball teams whose names we're not allowed to say on the air play each other coming up in about 5 minutes. But first, Allie, do you mind if I read a quick email ahead of this what's happening?
Please.
Dear Kevin and Bean, I just wanted to send an extra thank you to you and the morning crew for the That's My Jam playlist. It is my favorite segment of the week, and I usually listen to the playlist all weekend long. I just attended the Austin City Limits Music Festival. There were at least 7 artists there that I would have never known about if it weren't for this playlist and for everybody's picks. It made the weekend so much more enjoyable running from stage to stage and seeing incredibly talented artists that I might have otherwise skipped, like Sigrid, Brittany Howard, Mr. Wives, Oliver Tree, K-Flay. I can't imagine missing out on any their performances, which I would have done without the playlist. Keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for helping me have the best weekend in Austin. How sweet is that from Jessica in Minneapolis?
And then she goes on to say, but...
No.
Because they all do. No.
Not at all. She's just saying that the whole idea of the That's My Jam playlist is that we pick songs that we like that aren't necessarily songs we play on K-Rock, has kind of turned Jessica on to some new music, and she seems like seems grateful for it, and I am just so happy someone was able to enjoy it to that extent.
Let's ruin it today. Let's pick bad songs.
Oh, also, she missed Orville Peck if she was at ACL.
Well, she may have seen him too. Maybe she didn't list everybody.
I'm just saying, everybody looked that dude up. Remember that guy? And he wears
sure
the
do.
Mask and the Fringe, and I was like, he's going to be huge. And everyone's like, is that Chris Isaac singing with a weird mask? He was great.
I know Orville Redenbacher.
Okay.
Good one.
Thanks, Muggs. So, yeah, this is the time of the week where we talk about our That's My Jam playlist. You can go to @KevinandBean on any of our social media, and we are going to link you to the playlist. Just click follow, and you're going to have all new music in your ear every single week from every single member of the Kevin and Bean Show. Could be something brand new. Could be something you come across and you think, oh, my God, remember that? That's My Jam. Hence the name of our playlist.
Oh, that's why we...
That's why, Kevin.
Oh, I see.
Kevin, what country were you in Shazamming in the middle of a club to find out this song?
What hookah bar had this as a theme?
This is not that song. That song, I was in Barcelona and the club was called Opium.
Right.
Loved it.
This is a different one. Okay. Do you guys know Migrant Motel?
I don't think so. Uh-uh.
I didn't either. They're an alternative rock band. They play a lot in Boston, but they're based here in Southern California. There's only two members, which is always fascinating to me that only two people can make all that music. One of them is Dave Stewart. He was born in Peru, raised in the U.S., and then the other guy, Chava, from Mexico.
How much info do we need?
That's it. I'm allowed to introduce a band that no one's ever seen.
Okay.
Are they still together?
I can't wait for R.I.P. Bean.
Is this band still together?
They are,
did they just recently break up
last week, my band had broken up. Right. I just discovered them, and they had broken up. And the song is called Different Kind of Leather. She wears a different kind of leather. A kind of skin I've never seen before. Like 1980 never left her. Is she an alien or animal? She said, are you still me? Say that was worth the filibuster, man. That was
great. It wasn't a filibuster.
It was a really good song.
Migrant Motel.
I mean, I missed the last half hour of your introduction, but I really enjoyed the song.
Do you know Dave Stewart's birthday or the other member, Chava?
How did they meet, by the way? Do you know? Did you have that information for us?
Social Security numbers?
I feel like you're all being dicks, and Kevin had song. I asked that you introduce...
Which you all do as well.
Band. Yes, I think you did a great job, Kevin.
Suck it, Bean!
I mean, a little less next time, if you can.
All right.
Okay, I got it.
Uh-huh. Bean, you're up next.
My band is a band that I was...
how long are you going to talk about this?
...completely unfamiliar with, although they've been together in one form or another for 30 years. I went to their Wikipedia page and found out they have 12 ex-members in this group, by the way. So they've had some ups and downs. The band is called The Wild Hearts. They're out of Britain, and this is their second release of 2019, so they're in a hot streak right now. I love this song so much. Allie, I think you will, too. It's very Ramones-ish, very Jesus and Mary chain-ish.
Ooh.
So here is The Wild Hearts. This song is called That's My Girl.
Chords.
That is that's my K-Rock right there, by the way. That's the K-Rock I grew up listening to.
I like it. All right, Jensen.
Greatest rapper alive. I've picked him before. Pusha T. He's the man. He truly is making the best music in hip-hop. And this week, he did the unthinkable. He worked with the people from HBO's Succession. Pretty much the hottest new show, I would say, on cable.
Yeah, probably.
At least pop culturally, water cooler style. Mm-hmm. He worked with Nicholas Britell, who is the composer from the show, and the theme song has become this sort of like iconic HBO, very slow theme, and he rapped over it. And they said that they only wanted him to do it. They were like, if he didn't do it, we weren't going to pick another rapper.
Wow.
This guy represents the show and all the things he talks about. And so this is Pusha T remixing the Succession theme song called Puppets. We are not the same. Walking a tight rope in a lifeboat. Nope. It's a free fall when I leave y'all. Whoa. If you love me, please don't judge me. Got my hands tied. The power.
my bloodline was not chosen. Ooh. This bank account is not frozen. This thing of ours is not broken. What's understood is not spoken. If you love me, please don't judge me.
All right.
Yeah, I hope this becomes a new trend where rappers take theme songs and just remix them like Busta Rhymes does Young Sheldon or something. But this one is great. Pusha T for Secession. The song is called Puppets.
Did you see Demi's Secession remix?
Yes, I did see. I think he even said it before he knew Pusha T was going
to
do it.
He said, not trying to start a feud or anything. Yeah. It's very amazing. Funny. Go to Electra Lemon on Twitter and look at his remix. It's brilliant. All right, my choice this week is very different from last week's, which, by the way, I got the most emails, DMs. Jensen's mother texted him said, oh, who was that band that Allie just talked about? Because they had a real Otis Redding, Wilson Pickett vibe.
Yeah.
But they're a bunch of white dudes from Australia, the Teskey Brothers. They were amazing. This is a very different sound. It's a West London four-piece. I read an article that said they sound like they should be the love child of Wolf Alice and Sundara Karma, which are two of my past picks.
Mm-hmm.
So this tracks. It tracks that I would like this band. The band is called Blocks, and the song is Sea Blue.
Say I'm doing fine, but I find pieces of you everywhere. From your clothes down to your hair.
Yeah, they're great. All different picks this week.
This is a good playlist, you guys.
It really is. You can just go to at Kevin and Bean on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. We are going to link you right there to our That's My Jam playlist. Just click follow. You're going to have about 6 hours of new music, which is just a delight. Some birthdays for you. We've got Lindsay Vonn, Zac Efron, Jean-Claude Van Damme, and Mike Ditka. And that's what's happening.
All right, you guys ready for some basketball?
Yeah.
Yes.
Kevin and Jensen in particular, I know you guys are big fans of local teams.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Yes. I'm not into saying the team's names, but I'm into sort of generically talking about it.
They are playing each other in the Battle of L.A. on October 22nd at Staples Center. And this is not just tickets to a game. This is tickets in a suite with members of the Kevin and Bean Show to enjoy the game that night. You don't really have to know anything about basketball, but we'd prefer basketball fans who will really have a good time at this event to give us a call right now to play a game. 1-800-520-1067. We'll do. I know I said the same thing about Academy Award winner Regina King yesterday, but I'm going to say Rhett and Paul, writers and executive producers of Zombieland Double Tap, they're too big to be on this show too.
Oh, 100%.
At this point, yeah.
I agree, but I do feel like you're trying to talk everyone out of coming
in.
No,
but I'm just saying, once you write Deadpool, you don't have to do the Kevin and Bean Show anymore. That's what I'm saying.
I think once you've walked into the Marvel office, you shouldn't be here anymore. I don't even think you have to. You don't have to get the deal. Just you have an agent who got you there is enough.
What about if you're like delivering for DoorDash?
Yeah, don't come here.
Don't come. Okay,
too
cool.
Big.
Cool.
They are going to be joining us in studio in about 15 minutes or so here on K-Rock. First, though, let's give away some B-ball tickets. We're talking about the two local professional basketball teams whose names we cannot say in a K-Rock suite at Staples Center on October the 22nd. This is opening night, by the way, for the league, right?
Yeah, these tickets are like $1,000 each or something.
And this is in a suite with members of the Kevin and Bean Show, and the game is called, I think this is very appropriate with the teams playing, Battle of L.A.
The battle of LA. The battle of LA. Only one wins, the other goes away. The battle of LA. Battle.
All right. Here's how it's
going. Battle of LA.
Thank you, Omar.
Oh. What is it? Oh, my God.
Oh, I see it. It's a battle.
Oh.
I think they're just playing basketball. Though.
Unbelievable.
I don't think there's any.
We're sending people to this?
We're going to this?
Okay. I did not read the full ad.
All right.
It's just basketball. Wow. Omar.
Introduce the game, Jesse.
It's wow. Fun.
What, can I?
Oh.
This is.
Oh.
This is. I mean.
Well, that was a three-pointer.
Oh.
Jensen. Yeah. Jensen's are on the line. How do we play?
Which one's LeBron? Crazy. Okay. I mean, should we keep going or?
What? How long does this
last? This is insane.
Okay, oh, no, the game's okay. In overtime, you guys.
Already? No. Unbelievable.
All right.
I knew Anthony Davis was going to change the team.
Okay.
It's
okay, hold up.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, is... quite a battle for L.A.
Okay. No, we're not. Okay.
Oh. We're out of time,
by the way.
Oh,
it seems like they're slowing down. Oh! Oh, that... Unbelievable. But...
Wow. Hang on, there's a foul called now. We got to go back out there.
Okay, how well do you know your Kevin and Bean crew? I asked Kevin, Bean, and Allie to pick between two of LA's finest things, right? Two things that are just like ingrained in the city. Right. And you guys have to decide which one won out from those things within our team.
So okay. you're guessing what two of us guessed,
or
basically.
Three, yeah. Or three, whatever yes. The majority picked out of these two things from L.A., you tell me, you guess it. If you get it right, you get into the drawing.
Okay, I think I see. All right, who's our first contestant, please?
Louie in San Gabriel. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
All right,
I'm just
Louis.
Glad you didn't get hit with any shrapnel there right. While you were waiting to go on the air.
You never know. You never know. There could be aftershocks. Okay, here we go. So I'm going to tell you two things. You pick which one the team picked. All right, you ready?
Ready.
Pinks. Or Dodger dogs?
I'm going to have to go with Dodger dogs.
Pinks.
Whoa.
Who said pinks amongst us?
Not me.
Not me either.
It seems like people are lying.
It does. Yeah. I mean, I definitely said pinks, but if you...
Bean ruined it.
Someone else did too.
It's impossible. Yeah, one of you had to have said pinks or it wouldn't have been the majority.
I don't... All right, listen, we got to go with it.
Two to one.
I am disgusted.
All right,
by your
next.
Own pinks has way
no,
more
pinks
options.
Is, pinks is wonderful, but a Dodger dog?
They have way Come more on. Options than Dodger dogs. Way
I,
more options.
I would have picked pinks. Just yeah.
Oh, mm.
If you could only have one, sure.
Yep. Wow.
Come on, man.
This game deserved that intro. All right, let's say good morning to Steven in Lake Forest. Hi there.
Hey,
Steven. All right, so amongst these three, Magic Mountain or Disneyland?
Ooh, I'm going to go with Magic Mountain.
No! Disneyland, 2-1.
Although they are both great sponsors, love them both.
We do love both of them.
By the way, they all got votes. Both of them got votes. All right, moving on.
All right, 0-2.
Greg in Woodland Hills?
Greg, hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
All right, Greg, I'm going to give you a choice here. You pick which one the team selected. Beef or chicken tacos?
Oh, well, I'm going to go beef.
It was beef.
It was beef. Nicely done.
It's got to be beef.
Allie.
Battle of the
Lane. Allie even changed her vote. She emailed me later.
I mistakenly put chicken, and then I wrote back. I'm like, I meant to put beef.
I see what the problem is here, even with the first one.
Yep.
I was the outlier on this one. I was the chicken. But Allie loves meat. You can't argue with that.
That's true.
Too much beef.
Yeah.
All right. Up next is Remy in Granada Hills. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning, guys.
Hey, Remy. Okay, here we go. Within the team, did they pick the 101 freeway or the 405 freeway?
So which one is better? Ooh. Which one is our favorite?
Yes.
That's where I'm
okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with the 405 freeway.
No, they picked the 101 in a 3-0 vote.
818 for life.
I mean, honestly, it's like picking between the two worst things. My first answer was neither, but we had to pick.
I think the 101 is way prettier, by the way.
I agree.
I think you even get some greenery along parts of the 101. You don't get that on the 405.
Okay.
That's true.
Moving
That's
on.
True.
All right. Let's go to Manuel in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning, party people.
Manuel, for the tickets to see two professional LA teams go at it in round ball, did they select Dr. Dre or Snoop Dogg?
Dr. Dre.
No! Snoop Dogg, 2-1. No one knows us.
Wow.
You go right to hell.
Okay. All right.
Only one person so
only
far in
so
the drawing
far.
For the tickets. Okay.
Yeah, we are one with our audience, clearly.
All right. Let's go to Robert in Westminster. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Robert. Good luck to get these basketball tickets. Venice or Santa Monica? What did the team select?
The Battle of LA would say Venice.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
In
well
a 3-0 majority rule.
Battle of the LA.
Santa Monica has more stuff. Venice has a better beach, I think.
I think Venice has a pretty good boardwalk as well.
that would be an opposite being, but
I say flip it. He hasn't been here.
No, I'm saying Santa Monica has more stuff to go see and do, but Venice, in terms of just the beach, I think the beach is nicer.
You haven't been to Venice in a while.
Yeah, they have like hypodermic needles sometimes.
Let's go to Mike in Westlake Village. Good morning, Mike.
Don't want to just lay out a beach.
All right, still talking. Out of the corner of your mouth. All right, Mike, here we go. This one is round ball themed, okay? So did the team select Kobe Bryant or LeBron James?
Kobe.
They did. 2-1, Kobe Bryant.
Oh, fantastic.
Yep, that was a good one.
All right, let's do one more do the drawing to find out who's going to join us in the suite at Staples Center to see these two teams play on the 22nd.
Okay. All right, let's make it Denny. Good morning.
Party people. Good morning.
All right, Denny, this is very K-Rock themed. Did the team select these classic L.A. bands, the Red Hot Chili Peppers or Guns N' Roses?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That is right.
Hey, man.
You clearly listen to our station every 3 minutes. Those are our winners, yeah.
So Greg, Robert, Mike, and Denny all in the drawing. Unfortunately, three losers, one winner with a pair of tickets for the K-Rock Suite for the Basketball Battle of L.A. on October 22nd at Staples Center. Who's our winner going to be this time?
The winner is Robert.
Yay! Robert.
Are you bummed? You okay?
Yeah, you don't like Robert or something?
No, I went to the wrong line.
Oh, fair enough.
The guy was reacting to that.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Congrats, Robert. We'll see you. We'll see you on Tuesday night.
You want to check in on any other losers?
And thanks for playing the game.
The battle. Battle of LA.
What's happening? What's happening on this song?
It's fading.
Kevin's letting it roll.
It's ending. Play.
Seriously,
at least there's no gunshots and bombs.
It's ending.
Is this those annoying kids in New York who just bang on plastic just to make noise, just to get paid?
I'm going to say.
Oh, you mean like buskers or whatever, people who play on the street? No, that's
what
not
it sounds like.
Good one, though, Bean.
It sounds like it. Hey, you guys, remember when we all went to see Zombieland about 10 years ago and we loved it? And then we thought, well, there'll never be a sequel because in a million years, they'll never get that cast back together again. Mm-hmm. Because seriously, they all went on to become superstars after that.
Mm-hmm.
We were all wrong
because
Zombieland Double Tap is in theaters today, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. And the writers and executive producers of the film, Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick, back on K-Rock. Hey, boys.
Thanks for having us.
Did you think the same thing that we, the audience, thought, which is thank God we got a hold of Woody Harrelson and Jesse Eisenberg and Emma Stone and Abigail Breslin and Rosario Dawson and all the rest that one time because it'll never happen again?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like remodeling a house where you think it's going to take 6 months and then 10 years later you finish your remodel.
Was it rough getting them all together? How long were you planning on shooting this and you finally got everything to line up perfectly?
Yeah, well, we had written a script right after the first one came out.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're hoping to move forward. And then everyone got crazy busy and schedules and people went off to do different things and rule the world. And we got busy with Deadpool. And so... 10 years later, here we are. It's amazing. This is our good luck charm coming on K-Rock in the morning before our movie comes out. It's our good luck charm.
I mean, we'll take it.
It's not for us. Our shows are still bad even when you come in. But absolutely, you guys are doing well. Yeah. That's good.
But I've seen in some of the press that's been going around this week, I mean, several of your cast members, including Emma, including Woody, have just said they love living in this universe. They would do a bunch more if they could. What is it that's so special about this group of actors with this material?
No idea, but Woody calls it the most fun he's ever had on a set, the first Zombieland. And so I think they wanted to go back to camp, so to speak.
The movie's just made with so much love, I think. And I feel like the audience can feel it on screen. We feel it behind the scenes. And everyone just loves each other. So we just want to get back together and hang out.
We had a conversation last week on the greatest zombie movies of all time. And there's a site called Ranker.com that's internet fueled. Anyone can go on and cast a vote. And Zombieland, the original Zombieland, came in as the number two greatest zombie movie of all time.
That is very nice.
Zombievers was one, yeah?
Zombievers.
I wish Zombievers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Day of the Dead, I think, was number one, the original. But, I mean, you have definitely made your mark on a very crowded genre. And I guess the reason I bring all that up is to say, was there some thought about, wow, zombies have been everywhere since Zombieland. Is there room for us to revisit it?
Yeah, well, I think we set ourselves apart a little bit because we like to come into a genre and both make fun of it and be it at the same time.
Right.
Like we did that with the Joe Schmo Show. We did it with Deadpool. We did it with Zombieland, where we're both poking fun at what's come before us, but we're also an example of that genre. And I think that's what sets us apart, and that's what allows us to to still exist in a universe where The Walking Dead's pretty much destroyed everything.
And the dirty little secret is Zombieland's really not a zombie movie. It's a family comedy, and yeah, there are zombies, but they're just this family trying to get along in this extraordinary world, living, you know, ordinary or dealing with ordinary problems.
Just to be clear, it's not for kids. It's not a family movie that way. It's a family movie. Great.
I would say 10 years and up?
Maybe.
I mean, if you hate your kids, Gory.
If we're trying to get more people to go, absolutely.
As we are.
But if you're not, I mean, it might be 17 and up, possibly. Yeah. But also bring your 10-year-old, is what we're saying. Yeah, absolutely. Bring a 10-year-old.
How do you guys, which one of you, Rhett or Paul, are most likely to survive a zombie invasion?
Rhett.
Well,
really? How come?
Now, why?
Well,
that was a quick
you know,
answer.
The character of Columbus is based on me. I'm a pretty anxious, kind of shut in kind of guy, and I've always felt like that would be a pretty adaptive skill in the world of zombies. I'm not going to take on a fight that I can't win.
We had a
conversation inside.
I'm a runaway guy.
Yeah. Okay.
We had a conversation about this, and Jensen, why don't you tell him your plan?
I just kill myself. It's very easy for me.
I like that idea.
It's
me too.
Very easy. I just call it a day. There's no need for me to do the chase. There's no need for
How
me.
How do you do it?
Gun. Just because I have a gun because they're like, oh, it's for the zombie thing. And I go, absolutely, it's for the zombie thing. And then I walk away and then I just shoot myself.
Oh, my gosh.
Because why do we want to go through all this?
You wouldn't make it anyway.
No. I'm not going to make it.
Look, we always treat the apocalypse as like wish fulfillment, as like an escapist fantasy. A little
you do.
Bit.
Yeah,
in
you
zombie
do.
Land. Like, it's, hey, park wherever you want and drive whatever you want.
Live in the White House.
That's right.
Sleep in the Lincoln bedroom.
That's
I've,
right.
I've watched a lot of makeup tutorials. So I now know how to contour and do everything to look like a zombie.
Oh, you'll blend right in.
So I'm going to blend right in. So suck it, all of you. I'm living large.
But then you could get shot by mistake by another survivor like Bill Murray.
I'm not Bill Murray. Yeah, that's the problem. I won't get murried. Which is a very upsetting thing, but a great callback.
It does.
I love
a great
that
callback
he's, made,
movie,
he's made Bill a verb, though. I do love that.
Yeah, right.
The film is out today, you guys. It is called Zombieland Double Tap with all your favorites back for another round.
And new people, some good, some almost cameos. They have some bigger parts.
Yeah.
I do like the doppelgangers who show up.
And it's pretty gross, right? I mean, this is what we're looking for at Halloween, right? It's a little bit of grossness.
Partner, I mean, good for 10-year-olds, I heard.
10-year-olds and down, like it.
8-year-olds?
I'm revising it to 6-year-olds. Okay.
I mean, they do pay for a children's ticket. Basically, I think it's 2 and under get in for free, so don't bring them.
No, they don't
buy the ticket. They get to sit on
laps. They just take up space.
Yeah.
So, but 3
above.
And up, all
3
good.
And up, yeah. Who has all to good. Buy a ticket? Yeah.
Right. More with our guests, Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick again, Zombieland Double Tap, where we return on K-Rock. Rhett Reese, Paul Wernick, always a thrill to have them on the Kevin and Bean Show. They are the writers and executive producers of Zombieland Double Tap, which is in theaters everywhere today. By the way, you guys are professionals in the industry. I want to ask you this. Are there any movies that you think should never have a sequel? That there should it should be one and done, and it is heresy to consider a sequel. Obviously, Zombieland, you do not think is one of those, but are there movies that
or
are?
Or Deadpool.
As a devotee of TV, I like stories that continue. So I don't mind
devotee.
Sequels at all.
Yeah. Is that a word? That was a lot.
Whoa. Someone
right
went to stand for
it.
We don't know if it's a word, so we're acting
no,
like it is.
No, it's probably not.
Yes, it's probably devotee.
I think I made it up. But I like stories that keep going. And look, if The Godfather can have a sequel, any movie could, right?
Which some think is better than the original.
Yeah.
That is the gold standard.
Everyone loves 3. Everyone loves Godfather.
No, number 2.
Oh, got it.
But guys, there's an awful lot of Grease 2 out there as well. You know,
true.
Not sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes it is a cash grab.
Boy, okay Jensen movie. Looks like you
Grease
got 2's shot.
Okay.
Yeah,
man.
You really let him
I
down.
I mean, I also think Ghostbusters 2 is as good as 1, but
that, which is absurd.
Which is absurd. But Grease 2's okay.
Well, that's a ringing endorsement.
There are some movies that are actually better as a sequel than as the original.
Well, The Road Warrior was better.
Terminator 2.
Aliens. Yeah. Aliens.
Empire Strikes Back, some people would say. Is a better movie than Star Wars?
I think
some
that's
say that.
I feel like those are the exceptions, though.
True, though.
I do, too. Yeah.
True.
And Zombieland 2, Double Tap.
Maybe.
Also better, go see it.
Maybe.
I mean, I just mean that's for the crowds to decide. That's for everybody to decide.
Well, we're part of the crowd.
All right, let me twist that question a little bit, boys. Again, because you are professionals, you speak for the industry here. Uh-oh. We hear a lot of people who are outraged by movies being remade that they think are awful. It's like, for instance, you mentioned The Godfather. If somebody were going to remake The Godfather, we would all think it is a horrible idea, right?
I think I have a clue of what they're going to say.
Oh, man. Oh, jeez. Wow. I felt like you were leading us over a cliff on this.
No, no,
no,
listen.
No sequels, no remakes. Listen, what are we doing?
No, we're just asking. Just asking questions.
We've had a lot of conversations in this room about movies and do we need remakes, and some people are all crazy angry about it. We're like, the original isn't going away.
Well, Allie is referencing, I think, the movie that we're writing right now, which is Clue, which is a reboot of the famous mid-80s classic, cult classic. And look, it's terrifying, but that's also a long time ago now. So
yeah.
We didn't realize how many people adored the first Clue until we signed on to do
Obsessed.
This. Like, people have come out of the woodwork. I mean, everybody, it's my favorite movie. Suddenly we feel
We're
terrified.
Getting incoming calls, actors saying we got to be in it.
Yeah. It's Jensen's. Oh, is it your favorite?
That and the Burbs, yeah. Those are my two favorite movies. Yeah.
I'm surprised Jillian Bell is not outside the studio right now waiting for you guys to walk in.
Really?
Because she just wants to be in it. That's all she wants. Amazing.
We're getting a lot of that. Yeah. I just didn't realize. I liked it too, but I just didn't realize the absolute love.
For the record, I did a live read of it at UCB, and it was the only one I've ever, because I used to do them all the time, and it's the only one I've ever gotten calls from people for.
Really?
So Jillian called me and was like, I have to be Mrs. White. Like, it is a massive cult movie.
Whoa.
No
pressure.
Luck, guys. Totally
no pressure.
Luck. Yeah, no, absolutely good luck.
My throat just closed up.
I mean, it's
the same with TV shows when they were remaking The Office. Everybody's like, you can't do that. The British version is
perfect.
There's
no
way. And then the American was better.
Better.
Yeah, people really talk about British.
Oh, I
do think people do romanticize, though, the old Clue, like some of the older movies, because Rotten Tomatoes, it got a...
It didn't do great.
Not great.
No.
I definitely romanticize The Burbs. I think it's the greatest movie ever made. I'm sure people look at it and they're like, this is so dumb. But it also represents a certain time in these people's lives.
You're
Nostalgia is
right.
big.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my God, you guys wrote Deadpool.
Yeah.
You wrote Zombieland. You're going to be fine.
Well, we hope. We're lining up some terrific talent. I mean, Jason Bateman is going to direct it.
Yes.
That's amazing.
And star in it. And Ryan Reynolds is going to star in it. So
I mean,
Reynolds,
okay.
Yeah, I think those guys
are
on the right track.
Sort of funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, I am of the opinion that remake anything you want. Not every movie has to be for every person. If somebody doesn't want to go see a remake, they don't have to. But that doesn't mean there's not another. Look, The Lion King wasn't necessary to be remade. There was nothing wrong with the original. It was easily available, yet it made $1 billion. Clearly, people wanted to see a new Lion King.
Well,
you know
wasn't
what I mean?
It wasn't a new Lion King.
No, it was the same one, which is shocking that it made so much money because everybody knew the story and how it ends and everything.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we're just remaking Clue. We're actually just writing what we're transcribing like the first one.
Good.
That's the secret.
Yes.
Next question for Rhett and Paul. Again, you guys are our movie experts, so we're so happy you guys can settle some of these arguments that we've been having. Jensen has a very controversial opinion on how long a film can be.
Yeah.
And this may go wrong for you guys.
I do think it's changed. So like back in the day when we used to watch movies that were two VHS tapes and we were like stoked about it, that's fine. Yeah. I think that the way that life has changed and all of us are busier and there's more things to do, no movie should be over an hour and 45 minutes.
I kind of agree.
I'm going to disagree.
God bless you.
How long is this
one? No, we've got a disagree and an agree.
Uh-oh. Well, I mean, how do you explain how great Endgame then was? Because it was...
I think it's too long.
Oh.
I think that you can do the same thing of these movies and you can pull 20 minutes from almost everything.
Yes.
I think that there's an aspect of it. I'm sure there are some movies. Like the fact that Scorsese's new movie is 3.5 hours. No one's going to watch that in one sitting. There's humanly no ability to do
it. But I'm excited about every minute of it because of the story and the cast
too,
and the director. Yeah.
I'm going to watch it in three segments, basically. But
what if we bring back the intermission?
Which we talked about. We said anything at 3 hours should have an intermission, period. But I guess I think it would be, in this day and age, it would be a better movie at 1:45.
All right. Do you guys, how long is this one? And do you have thoughts on we need to make sure that it comes in under whatever?
Comedies, here's the thing. I think comedies for sure need to be under 2 hours.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Just under 2 hours now.
Yeah. You,
okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Deadpool 2 wasn't, I don't think. Was it or was it? It was right about 2 hours.
The first Zombieland was right at, 87 minutes?
It was really short.
That's strong.
Super
strong. Strong show.
The Apatow movies tend to be long.
Those are way too long.
Well, maybe they're a little too long.
Just see Joker.
I have not seen Joker.
Okay. I saw it.
Because I thought they could have taken 20 minutes out of that one. Yeah. It would have been just as good.
By the way, I just saw My Name is Dolomite. Loved it. Thought it was great. You cut 20 minutes. I think it's perfect. Like, that's the thing, is you can still like a movie. I'm just saying, chef's kiss if you get it to 145.
Deadpool 2 was 2 hours and 14 minutes.
Yeah, that's too long.
Whoa.
That's too long.
Way worth it.
By the way, they didn't edit it.
Way worth it.
So that's fine to say.
But I would say Avengers Endgame, you couldn't have gotten it down to 145.
Probably not.
Not even close.
Probably not.
Yeah. Too much ground to cover.
Yeah, too much ground to cover. Too many characters, too many plots.
I'm doing 2 movies, get 2 tickets worth. I'm saying studios become even more bullish. Like, I want you to make more money, get CEO.
You should be running a studio.
Oh, trust me.
Well, there's real.
It's in my blood.
There's real financial.
Oh, my gosh.
Oof.
Jewish joke.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yep.
There's real financial disincentive to make them too long, too, because then you can't screen them as many times during the day.
That's
so
right.
You do wonder why they're getting so long. I mean, and it's more expensive to make. I'm not sure. I don't get it.
Last movie question. How many trailers should be before a movie?
Good question.
I say 3 and we're out.
I hate trailers. I would go 0.
Ooh. Wow.
And I love trailers. I would go 6.
You, how do you guys work so well together? You have had opposing...
Opposites
attract. I would go 6 like me. I like trailers
six.
A lot.
6? 6 is so many.
Okay, here's another question. If you come into a movie in the middle of the trailers, are you happy? Like, in the sense of you have to be sitting before the movie starts.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah. 100%. Yeah. To see the trailers.
Yes. I don't know if I've ever walked into a movie that's already started.
Oh, no.
I will never go to a different movie.
People are like,
the movie doesn't start for 15 minutes. Like, show up. No. Mm-mm. You got to be sitting when the lights go out.
I try to be sitting when the lights go out, but it doesn't always work out for me.
I get there early. I like the trivia, man.
Yeah. That was Allie's last question. One more movie candy. We've had a lot of conversations about movie candy.
Best movie candy.
I'm a Twizzlers, strawberry Twizzlers guy.
What are those?
Wow. What
get,
are you
get the hell
disgusting.
Out.
Disgusting.
Over Red Vines?
Guys.
No, this is one thing we agree on is...
You're Twizzlers too!
Twizzlers!
Yeah, I love Twizzlers. The
Monsters.
Strawberry ones.
Oh my gosh.
Monsters!
This changes everything.
I
was Junior Mints.
That's
which
ridiculous.
It's pretty universal. I mean, good. It's a movie candy.
And what is that? The sweet tart
ropes that with the
sugar inside.
The sugar
of them?
In the middle. Now they've got this. Those
are pretty
good ropes.
Oh,
they're so sweet.
Those are pretty
delicious.
Good.
Yeah.
Sweet tart so ropes and sweet. Twizzlers.
I don't even know them anymore.
we thought we knew them.
Well, guys, still go see Zombieland anyway.
Are we still going to recommend it? Because I'm having second thoughts.
We can recommend the movie, but not the food. We're all over the place on that. So get what you
three
want.
And over. Yes. 3 years old.
Three
and up.
3 years and up. Yes,
that's what I heard from some guys. The cast is back: Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, Emma Stone, Abigail Breslin, Rosario Dawson, Zoe Dutch, and Luke Wilson are all back. Writer and executive producers Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick are once again bringing you Zombieland. This time, Double Tap. By the way, congratulations on your great Thursday numbers too. It looks like people are already excited about this film.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It this weekend. We love you guys. We're happy to be your good luck charm. You're welcome anytime.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:53.
We have 2 outstanding things going on at the top of the hour and about what?
Your chair makes
so
much noise.
Your chair, it's like an old man.
Just give it like a little, just a little oil.
A little
WD-40.
I have news for you guys. That wasn't my chair. That was my arm.
That was you.
That was actually my bones.
Gotcha.
We have 2 great things going on at the top of the hour right after Allie's What's Happening.
Listen.
Number one, more Green Day tickets in the HD
like
Radio
the
sound
man.
Space that you can win. And the other thing is we are going to be looking for your texts at 1-800-520-1067. You can text us any song. Texter 100 gets to pick the K-Rock song that we played this morning. We call it Keep It 100. Here's some of the songs you picked in recent weeks. And by the way, there is a Spotify playlist of all the Keep It 100 songs. You can get a link to that from krock.com. So what do you want to hear this morning? Text us now, 1-800-520-1067. Text to 100. You pick the song. We play it on KROQ. All right, Allie, you're up. Uh-oh.
Oh.
This sounds like some bad news.
It's a lot. FX has fired Kurt Sutter, the creator of Sons of Anarchy and Mayans MC.
But he's so talented.
He certainly is. Yes. The prolific writer and creator sent a letter to the cast of Mayans on Wednesday, letting them know that he was let go from the network that made him a household name.
Canceled.
And he also referred to himself as an abrasive jerk in the letter. Just some of the parts of the letter. He said, apparently, Disney HR and Business Affairs has conducted an investigation into the unacceptable conditions that have been created on the set of Mayans in season two. It's been reported by writers, producers, cast, and crew that my absence and subsequent behavior when I was there has only created confusion, chaos, hostility, and is perceived as abandonment.
We prefer least... subsequent, by the way.
What did I say?
Subsequent.
Oh, that's weird. Or at least, was it not realistic being the way I said it? Because I don't every time you say realistic instead of, you know, how you're supposed to say it.
It's so not
I should
realistic.
Not, I should not have said
it's
anything.
It's just not realistic.
You're saying I shouldn't have said anything.
No, it's fine.
I should just let it go.
No, it's good. I enjoyed it.
No, I mean, we're going to miss you is what we're saying.
All right, sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm about to read, like, the worst part of the letter and I'm
How did
laughing.
He get fired from his own show?
So he said, at least that's how Disney has interpreted it. I'm sure it's true. This morning I was fired by Dana Walden and John Landgraf for all the complaints levied against me.
Oh, boy.
Not the way I wanted to end my 18-year relationship with FX. At least being fired as being for being an abrasive dick is on brand.
Oh, man.
He goes on to deeply apologize, talks all about how it's his bad, his arrogance, everything created wreckage, and talks about how much he adores the cast and crew. But, yeah, that was a shock yesterday when I saw that breaking news. But earlier in the season, he had said he's handing off the reins to Elgin, and he's going to be the one taking over Mayans MC from that point out. So... we'll see.
Well, you're particularly sad that he doesn't get to show up for work every day on the set with J.D. Pardo.
Well, that makes me bummed.
That's something to cry about.
Yeah, absolutely. So we will see if they get a third season from FX. I assume they will because I love that show so very much. But yeah, it was a real bummer to see that yesterday. So I guess Kevin won't be back hosting anything with his wooden arm. That's what I'm saying.
My wooden arm?
Real sad about that wooden arm situation.
You didn't hear about the time, Jensen, that Kevin had polio when he was on TV, right? He was unable to move his arm.
I mean, I heard it went really well.
That was pretty sad.
He did a great job.
It was an hour of TV that I was hosting.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they're picking on the fact that I didn't move an arm.
He did great.
To me, that's a big win.
No. I was going to say, that's a hard gig and all.
He was amazing. Yeah, his arm looked dead. It's fine, because he truly was great.
Was your arm?
We need to take a break. We will catch up with Theo later, and we'll have some more guests, some special guests, when we come back.
I thought that was pretty good.
It was good.
Was your arm asleep or something?
No, I was just scared.
Okay. Terrified.
I was just
terrified.
Couldn't
move his body.
Yeah.
Like, when I was a little kid, and we went to see where the pilgrims at Plymouth Rock.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's a point to the story. Mm-hmm. We went to see that as a little kid, and they had all, like, the statues and the wax people
in there.
Yeah,
that was me.
I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was convinced I had turned into a wax statue, so my parents came in, and I, like, couldn't even say. I was like, you guys, I can't move anything. That was Kevin. That was a long journey, but what I'm saying was Kevin was a pilgrim.
I do have to tell you this one, Jesse.
How did he get there? Well,
yeah.
I loved it so much.
Mm-hmm.
It was really fun for me to do, even though I was scared out of my mind, that I told myself, I'm not going to look at social media because I loved it, and I just want to live in that space for a little bit. And then the next day, I saw all the stuff about my arm, and I'm like, great, this is the greatest thing ever.
I will say this for Kevin, who had never done a live show like that. To have an IFB in your ear,
I've
worked on the news for 14 years. It never gets easier when you've got multiple conversations happening in one ear as you're trying to have a just normal conversation with the person you're interviewing in front of you.
Yeah.
I was incredibly impressed with
Kevin. Done, every instinct I've ever had when I have one of those in is to go, what? Like I need them to repeat it, but then just say it on live television.
Oh, absolutely.
I told the producer at the time, I was like, you're going to have to like help me because I've never done this before. And he overhelped. So then I had to ask him not to. So he would go, all right, we're going to break in about 30 seconds. So start to think about how to wrap it up.
Oh,
and he
no.
would talk for the whole 30 seconds.
Oh,
and I couldn't hear out of that ear. I was like, I don't need that much help.
He's like, Kevin, don't move any of your arms.
All right, let's take a break. We will be right back.
Whatever you do, leave your arm where it is.
Don't move it.
You did great.
Thank you, Alan.
But it doesn't. doesn't matter because you're not going to do it anymore because the guy that hired you has been let go. Some birthdays for you. We've got Jean-Claude Van Damme, Mike Ditka, Zac Efron, and Lindsay Vaughn. And
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Who knew? If you guys could quit yelling at each other. We're trying to do a radio show here.
A lot of conversation.
Jesus.
Mike just said him right next to me. He's like, that song ended.
It's a useless conversation, too. It wasn't even important or good or...
Every Friday about this time, we do a little feature that we like to call Keep It 100.
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
Keeping it 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
I'ma keep it 100.
100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
We invite you to text us for any K-Rock song, past or present, that you'd like to hear. We had some good choices this week, too. Number 99 was James from Westminster looking for, appropriate for the season, Ghost Town by the Specials. Oh, that would have been good. So close. Texter 101, Kent from the 917, Love Interruption by Jack White. Another great choice. Love that. But there's only one Texter 100, as you know, and this time his name is German, and he joins us from Sun Valley. Hey, German.
Hey, Bean, how's it going?
Very uncomfortable.
Going great. What's the? It's very tough for Jensen to pretend this isn't happening. What's the backstory on your name being German?
Well, it's actually Herman in Spanish.
Oh, okay. So, you feel good. Better, Jensen?
Yeah, Marty. Jensen. This guy's my guy now.
Is it Heimer? Okay.
Is it Heimer? What do you have going on this Friday and this weekend, sir?
Well, my son turns 1 year old tomorrow.
Oh, congratulations.
So celebrating his birthday.
Your penis works. Yeah. Way to go.
I'm not sure that's the point. Man, you know, there was a doubt sometime, you know?
Yes. We all have that, too.
All right. You have a vast library of decades to choose from. How did you select the Keep It 100 song for this morning, German?
Well, it's Friday. My son turns one tomorrow. So, you know, it's time to jump around, man.
I mean,
got it.
Okay.
It's a good intro. House of Pain was still a good intro. I like it.
I was expecting a little more, but thank you, German.
Thank you.
Keep it 100.
That is for Herman in Sun Valley. His Keep It 100 selection today was House of Pain's Jump Around. By the way, that that world's most annoying horn sound, 66 times in the song. 66 times you heard that noise.
He was counting.
Yeah, I'm looking it up. Looking it up.
Ready on the left, ready on the right.
Sure. I didn't hear that till you pointed it
out. Yeah, it's there too.
House of Pain Jump, Jump Around, produced by DJ Muggs from Cypress Hill, by the way. Ally McKay, I know you know it. I know you love it. Mm-hmm. It was a big song released in what year?
Well, it also used to make me laugh when everyone was like, I love this band from Boston. I'm like, really?
They went to Taft.
Yeah, they are Valley Boys. That would be 1992. Three, two.
Why do you do this? Why can't you just pick a year?
Definitely 92.
It is definitely 92. Nice. Congratulations. Well, thanks to her mom. We'll do it again next Friday on Keep It 100.
It's a shame there's no way to recap things that happened during the week.
Yeah, people miss a ton of stuff.
It is weird that we do so many things and then no one knows what happens at the end.
I know, I barely listen.
It'd be weird if you heard everything that we speak, so I'm here to wrap up all the bits from the week. Terry Bradshaw called in for his stage show and said he ate rat brains with his little bro. I asked if I should dress my kid for Halloween, and a guy called the cops just to get back his weed. Tyler Toffoli has hopes for his team, and Green Day's gonna play to say goodbye to Bean. Regina popped in, she's an A-lister. We talked to Mary, who's a very good sister. RJ called in with his new picks, and the black bros sure seemed like a bunch of dicks. Circus Peanuts got a bad grade, and Dr. Drew's eyes feel like razor blades. If a show gets bad, stop watching it fast. If you missed that, download the podcast.
Very nice. Is that a new bed today, Jensen?
We've used it a couple times.
I like it.
It's always it's a kind of rare pick.
It's very peppy. Mm-hmm. Guys, remember Mary on the phone? Remember what an awesome sister she was?
She's a good sister.
She had sex with her little brother's teacher so that he would get a passing grade in math. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of commitment to family that I respect.
Right? We just like to say we approve.
Yeah.
You should definitely check out the podcast if you missed any of that. We have it for you available at radio.com or iTunes or wherever you get yours. So thank you to all of our podcast listeners. We appreciate you. Ally, you're here for our final look at what's happening?
I am indeed. Would you like it?
I very much so.
Great. CBS is prepping a reboot of Clueless, but it's got a little bit of a twist, guys. They're going to reimagine the classic 90s teen comedy as a contemporary mystery series. What? The plot is reportedly revolving around the disappearance of Cher. Cher, of course, the most popular girl in the movie, played by Alicia Silverstone. But in her absence, her best friend Dion is left to fill the popularity vacuum while simultaneously trying to solve the mystery behind Cher's disappearance.
That sounds like a lot to ask.
A lot to ask. However, when I saw how they're kind of how they're describing the show, it literally felt like one of those, hey, kids, what are we doing here?
Really?
Type of things. Yeah. Here's how they're describing it. Mean Girls meets Riverdale meets a Lizzo video set in high school uniquely 2020 LA. What are you doing? Hello.
You're going straight to hell.
Hello, fellow kids. Like, yeah. It's just, no.
Yeah, I'd rather die.
No.
Has anyone heard, speaking of teen mystery shows, has anyone heard anything good or bad about the new Nancy Drew series that's following Riverdale on Fox?
Well, I remember years ago it was Sarah
Shahi.
Or CW,
I'm sorry. I think it's a CW, yeah.
And then they got rid of Sarah Shahi, and then they were bringing it back, and then the one that was going to be the dad is no longer the dad on it. So they've had a ton of changes before it even kicks off.
So has anyone heard anything good or bad about the
Nancy
Drew?
No, I haven't heard anything. No, okay. Not a thing. That's the most I've heard.
Okay. Yeah. I'm interested because I'm not ashamed to say that at one point I read every single Nancy Drew book. I read all of them, and there were about 150 of them, and I read them all.
Which is so creepy.
I was a big fan of Teen
recently?
Detectives.
Yeah. Or,
no, this was as a kid. This was as a kid, yeah. A kid and a teenager, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, in order to get all of them, you would have had to keep doing it into an older age, no?
I mean, over the course of several years, I was a huge fan. Like people are with Harry Potter, when the new one comes out, you buy it. I was that way with Nancy Drew. Mm-hmm. But they came out like for a year.
Yeah.
Right.
So I was just a huge fan of the series as well.
And
I'm
a
saying.
Clearly very popular kid.
Yes, I had no friends.
You're a big Drew head.
I read a lot. I read a lot as a kid.
Yeah. Did you also...
Isn't that creepy?
Did you also do, like, the Hardy Boys books?
I was never a big Hardy Boys fan. Mm.
You were more into Nancy Drew.
I was more into Nancy Drew. And I was, you know, and we've talked about this before. Ralph used to hate this because my favorite comic book of all time was Archie. You know, I used to read all of the Archie comics.
It is
a comic book.
It just isn't.
I used to love Archie, and that's why I was so excited when Riverdale got made. So I'm hoping for good things from Nancy Drew.
Riverdale followed by Nancy Drew.
Yes.
Will your hands ever leave your pants?
I'm saying it's a good light up. It's a real good prime time.
And CW always has attractive people.
Always hot. Yep. Always hot.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I mean, I don't know that they're looking for my demo, but they've got my demo.
They're like, and we've just got this older man in
What's
Washington.
What's this 85-year-old doing watching our network?
He seems to be watching the same episode 6-7 times in 5-minute intervals.
Oh.
What is going on
by
with that?
By 5, you mean 1-minute
right,
intervals.
That is being very kind.
Why'd you have to make it dirty?
Oh, like he made it dirty.
I was just appreciating talent.
Yeah.
Remember when we heard that Snoop Dogg has a guy that he just pays to roll his blunts?
Yep.
And we were like, is that real? Well, we now have more information on this guy. Snoop Dogg, of course, employs a professional blunt roller. He was talking in a recent interview about how he pays the guy $40,000 to $50,000 a year.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, what? $40,000 to $50,000 a year. He was doing a recent interview with another marijuana enthusiast, Seth Rogen. They started talking about this, and here's what Snoop said. He said, that mother effer is like Lurch from the Addams Family. You rang? So he always knows precisely when he's in need to have a new blunt. And then Rogen, who's seen this roller guy in action, added, he knows how to gauge the look on someone's face when it seems like they want a blunt. And if you do, he just gives you one. So this guy is so in tune to the needs of Snoop Dogg and his friends that, I mean, 40 to 50,000. So the person, like, pressed further and said, well, their sole job isn't to roll joints. Like, they do other things, right?
Do they know Snoop?
And he said, that's his J-O-B, his occupation. On his resume, it says, what do you do? I'm a blunt roller, PBR, professional blunt roller.
By the way, it's not that tough to know when Snoop needs a joint. It's whenever he finishes the last one.
Right. That's probably correct. Smart, yeah.
He has an alarm for every 45 seconds.
But that's not bad. 40 to 50 grand.
Gin and juice.
That's
laid
good.
Back with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
It's madness. It's just madness. You guys decorate outside for Halloween?
I have two inflatables up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You do any cobwebs?
No, Danielle is arachnophobic.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Same now.
Yes, Kevin is as well. Well, here's the thing. Outdoor Halloween decorations might look awesome, but you may be causing damage to real wildlife. Wildlife organizations say we're seeing a ton more people putting Halloween decorations in their front yards, and that is causing a lot more animals to come to local rehabilitation centers for injuries related to outdoor decorations. Fake cobwebs, particularly concerning because wildlife gets stuck in them if they're strung across bushes or trees.
Sure.
Another concern, the string lights, they can get their antlers stuck in them. And they just say, just promptly remove your any sort of food situation. Like if you have pumpkins, get rid of that because those entice the animals to get closer to your home than they would normally. And that increases...
They just want to cancel Halloween and I don't like it.
Yeah. And that increases their risk of getting hit by a car.
That's sad.
It is sad. But honestly, animals be smarter, right? Who's with me?
Right?
Like...
Size up the yard. Well, so know what you're going into.
Like,
it was so like, don't put this out. The antlers will get caught. Like, where do they think everyone lives?
Right. The North Pole.
Yeah. I mean,
like, yeah. It is cuckoo.
The red nose will dim if you have any of the lights. I'm just like, dude, this is very specific for just Santa.
Yeah. Guys, I've got a couple of Airbnbs you might be interested in.
All right.
Airbnb getaway on Jim Beam's distillery grounds in Clermont, Kentucky.
Go on.
A rustic 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath home that they're booking October 21st through the end of the year, and it overlooks the distillery grounds, and you're going to have a full bar stocked with Jim Beam bourbons, a fireplace, backyard, fishing docks. First come, first serve. Part of the one-night stay includes a distillery tour and bourbon tasting. You're going to have Kentucky barbecue meals and behind-the-scenes look into bourbon making.
I don't understand. That's ridiculous.
To stay at this Airbnb?
Yes, how much?
$23, the equivalent of a premium bottle of Jim Beam Black.
That is a bargain.
Amazing.
Whoa. Yeah, you didn't have me till then.
Yeah, you guys, you got to get on this. Or if that's not for you, maybe you've always wanted to stay in Malibu Barbie's dream house.
I saw this, and this is amazing.
This is insane. There's a house created by Airbnb that's an actual life-size replica of the iconic plastic dollhouse. And you can rent it for a stay. The two-bedroom, two-bath home in the heart of Malibu. A deck on each level. Fabulous views of the Pacific Ocean. Decorated to look exactly like Barbie's real mansion. Pops of pink, retro decor all over the place. Walk-in closet where you can try on outfits from Barbie's various careers like astronaut, firefighter. How much would you pay?
Oh, wait. Is there, which booze do they have?
None. That was just Jim Beam. But when I tell you a two-bedroom, two-bath home in the heart of Malibu, how much you paying for that?
For one night?
Yeah, it's per night.
Okay.
$149,600,000.
Ooh, that seems high.
I would say $1,000.
Okay.
I would say one night, I'd say $1,700.
Okay. $60 a night.
That is so, these are just stunts.
That is to celebrate the brand's 60th anniversary. Yeah,
that's
this is
what, available for one night. One night only.
This is how it's a stunt. Mm-hmm. It's just it's October 27th through 29th.
Oh, I was just guessing.
Yeah. That's what,
two people get it.
That's what makes it a stunt.
Yeah. Wow.
And trust me, it's not going to be two randos on the internet. They've got that house already booked.
That's an awesome looking house, by the way.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It is cool, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys, some birthdays for you. We've got Zac Efron, Lindsay Vonn, Jean-Claude Van Damme, and Mike Ditka.
Matt Money Smith.
Yeah.
Used to do sports for us. Long, long time Bears fan. Loved Mike Ditka.
Yeah, grew up in Chicago. It was his favorite team.
Got a chance to talk to him, and at the end, he said, guys, do you mind if I just, I'll keep it short, but I just want to tell him how much he means to me.
Yeah, his hero.
And so we said, sure, yeah, that's fine. Let's do that. And this is how it went. Money, you want to say goodbye to him?
Thank you so much for everything, Coach. I really appreciate it. You've given me a wonderful life.
He's gone.
Darn.
He's
hung up.
That's so funny.
You've given me a wonderful life.
He hung up on me. He hung up on you guys. You ruined my moment.
Hey, he got his plug in.
I really wanted you to have that moment with him.
Which makes it even better. He's a better guy than
we thought. That was the best.
Oh, great. Man. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie, on your drive home today. Listen to Stryker and Klein's commercial free-for-all, a random act of helpfulness from these SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday morning.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Do you get paid more if they do stuff to your butt?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
100,000,000% yes.
Roll another one.
You know, what idiot would say something like that?
Just like the other one.
I'm not really unfamiliar with the poll.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Two!
And I need another hit.
At your age, you're going to be having a lot of urges. You're going to want to take off your clothes and touch each other. But if you do touch each other, you will get chlamydia.
Alfonso's right.
Roll another one.
Can't believe this is an actual conversation.
Just like the other one.
I am in love with this story.
This one seems to be about spent.
Shut up, you dork.
And I don't have another cent.
Larry Parker got me $2.1 million, and man, I'm enjoying it.
Very few people listen to your radio show.
Just pass it around.
Hercules.
And the bogart that joined, my friend.
Still smoke weed? You party?
Well, just pass it on down.
Unfortunately, I believe we're out of time.
Well, we're actually going to go now because this has been really boring. Bye.
Join the butthole revolution. Okay. Thanks. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Well, that can't end badly at all.
Well, that's a wrap. There you have it. The world... Well, that's a wrap. There you have it. The world carp...
Oh, well. Better luck next time.
Bong, bong.